Was passiert mit unserem Geld? Wie werden wir in Zukunft wohnen? Und wohin geht die Reise für Europa? Das neue News. Wir haben da noch eine Frage.
Ah, Schatz, google mal Zylinderkopfdichtung auf Italienisch.
Guarnizione della Testata.
Einfacher geht's mit dem Arpel. Wir helfen bei Pannen im In- und Ausland und holen Sie notfalls auch heim. Mit dem Arpel-Sicherheitspass, dem europaweiten Urlaubsrundumschutz mit Rückholung für Auto und Familie.
Arpel 1, 2, 3, der Pannennotruf.
Late Night Lemonade.
Yes, servus, ich bin Dalia Ahmed. Willkommen in der Samstagnacht. Ich habe hier ein paar frische Releases für uns, aber vor allem soll es in dieser Ausgabe der Late Night Lemonade um den britisch-japanischen Rising Star Miso extra gehen. Sie hat eben ihr Debütalbum Ear Candy rausgebracht und Melissa Erhardt hat sie zum Interview getroffen. Das hören wir uns dann in ein paar Tracks an, aber davor wärmen wir uns auf mit brandneuen Releases. Parallel hat was Neues, Sammy Virgil und Skepta haben auch was Neues und hier zum Loslegen der neue Track von Interplanetary Criminal, Slow Burner. Es ist aber eigentlich gar kein Slow Burn, es geht richtig hart. Also, gehen wir's an.
I don't play, you will never ever find another like me. Yeah, you should know you made my day, and I lost my words when you came my way. I don't play, you will never ever find another like me. Yeah, you should know you made my day, and I lost my words when you came my way. You will never ever find another like me, yeah. You should know you made my day, and I lost my words when you came my way. I don't play, you will never ever find another like me, yeah. You should know you made my day, and I lost my words.
Let the bait go.
Dada, bought me up the Benz and the Prada, and a couple brand new Ada. All of them fully don't matter. 0 to 102, yeah, so I'ma flex on you. All in on my section view, I set on you. Let me get a text from Joe, so I'ma show you what my next can do. Pull up another Lada. Me have the Benz and the Prada, and I got a brand new Ada. All of them fully don't matter. 0 to 102, yeah, so I'ma flex on you. All in on my section view, I set on you. Let me get a text come true, so I'ma show you what my legs can do. I don't play, you will never ever find another like me. Yeah, you should know you made my day, and I lost my words when you came my way. I don't play, you will never ever find another like me. Yeah, you should know you made my day, and I lost my words when you came my way. I don't play, you will never ever find another like me. Yeah, you should know you made my day, and I lost my words when you came my way. I don't play, you will never ever find another like me. Yeah, you should know you made my day, and I lost my words when you came my way. I don't play, you will never ever find another like me. Yeah, you should know you made my day, and I lost my words when you came my way. I don't play, you will never ever find another like me. Yeah, you should know you made my day, and I lost my words when you came my way. Will you change my mood? Oh, you're so rude.
I don't play, you will never ever find another like me.
Sammy Virgil, der den ärgsten Run hat. Alles, was er produziert in letzter Zeit, ist so ein Banger, gemeinsam mit Skepta, Cops and Robbers. Aber kommen wir zu einer Musikerin aus München, Litzki. Die verbindet so Piano, gut ausgebildeten Gesang mit poppigen, klappigen Sounds. Und hier ist sie mit Bit My Lips. Slitsky mit Bit My Lips, so ein Vibe. Ja, und jetzt ist es Zeit für das Miso-Extra-Interview. Kollegin Melissa Erhardt hat die japanisch-britische Musikerin getroffen, die in ihrer Musik Club-Sounds, Pop und R&B vermischt. Und sie haben vor allem über ihr Debütalbum Ear Candy, die Connection von Essen und Musik, aber auch geredet, weil Ear Candy. Fuckboys sind auch Thema und vieles mehr. Also, let's get into it.
Let's do this.
Dahlia's Late Night Lemonade.
Before talking about your album, let's take a step back. You released your first EP in 2022. Tell me a bit about the beginnings. Like, when did you start making music and how did you come up with this project of Miso Extra?
I think I've always... Well, Miso Extra was very much kind of born... I feel like it was in the works for a while, but I think it really fully came to form during the pandemic lockdown, when there was a lot of time at home that allowed myself and I think a lot of other creatives to actually, it was almost like an incubation period to create, which often you don't get the opportunity to do. So I think, you know, from that extended period of being able to sit down and create, it was born then. But I think, you know, my relationship with music is probably much longer than that. I think I've always had it in me to create and to make things. But I feel like this version of Miso, I think, is the one where I've definitely tried to feel a bit braver about putting myself out there with the things that I create. And it was just almost even a lucky coincidence that I'd sent it. You know, I'd sent an early demo of the first EP to a friend who sent it to a friend who sent it to my now manager. And it was just the right place at the right time, I think. It just happened when it was supposed to.
So what kind of music did you do then before doing this project?
Oh my gosh. All kinds. I think I just gave everything a go. I think I made lots of... terrible music, but I think I had fun doing it, so that's all that matters.
Don't take this lightly, usually solid on my feet, but with one look you just melt me. I know this sort of crush cannot be healthy. Don't try to hide it, your face so cute I could bite it, and if you're sure you don't mind it, I'd like to tear it up. Just wanna squeeze you till you pop. Just wanna squeeze you till you pop. Just wanna squeeze you till you pop.
one thing that struck me right away is the connection you draw between food, music and love on the project. So like, it's called Ear Candy. You call your fans Umami Army. And in one of the first songs of the album, you sing something like, "You're my favorite recipe and your face is so cute, I could bite it."
Yes.
Is that something you did on purpose? Like connecting music, food and love, kind of?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it was definitely intentional. I feel like, you know, they talk about food being such an aphrodisiac, so it really helps to conjure up a really interesting image, you know, thematically. And it acts as a really nice metaphor. So I feel like it kind of had to be part of it. I think it's, you know, I've always mentioned food early on in my first two EPs. So it only felt right that I kind of carried on that sentiment. But it was, yeah, it's definitely intentional.
I've once read like a study that music can enhance specific taste notes. So for example, your coffee tastes different depending on what music you listen to. Like it can taste sweeter when you listen to pop music. I don't know if it's really true, but that's what like a study said.
I love that. I'm afraid I'm going to have to steal that. That's brilliant. I think that's, yeah, I need to find out who sent this. This is amazing.
I'm going to send it to you if I find it again. But how do you think coffee would taste when people listen to your music?
Oh, how would coffee taste? I feel like you'd have to have different types of coffee for different parts of the album. I feel like you'd have to start off with like a sweet, like an iced coffee to begin with. And then you get progressively darker. So it's kind of like you soften the blow with maybe like something with more milk and then eventually like an espresso. And then at the end, I think you end up with a decaf. So it's like easing into it. But I feel like it would be, I don't know, I feel like coffee is definitely a shout. I feel like it would help with all the different emotional kind of roller coasters.
FM4.
Dahlia's Late Night Lemonade.
In the opener track, you ask two questions. You say like, how do I fall in love and why do we fall in love? And then you really dive into the world of romantic relationships, situationships, about the joy, but also the fear you can feel when you make yourself vulnerable in front of someone. Would you consider Ear Candy a love album?
It's a it's a naive take on love. It's like, it's really trying to figure it out. It's definitely a girl who's watched too many rom-coms and is now confused.
Like all of us.
Yeah. Well, I think the way I've been trying to describe it is that, you know, when you have a friend who falls in love with someone, but you are fed up of listening to them talking about this person that you know is not good for them.
Yeah.
That's what this is. This is you listening to that friend, and then at the end they've seen the error of their ways, and they've come back to the friend, and you're like, I'm so sorry that you've had to listen to my ranting about this person for this whole time.
Yeah, it's a pretty good description, but I feel like you can really relate to it because we all have been there and we all went to these situations where you're like, I don't know how to handle it. And so I just have to, you know, yap or whatever.
Yeah, it's that. It's very that. So I'm glad it comes across. It's like we've, you know, everyone's been that. You've been on the receiving end of that. And I don't think historically it'll ever change really. But it's relatable.
I smelled the flowers and came around. The floor was violent and I hit the ground. I smelled the flowers and came around. The fool was fine.
For Playboy, there was like AI ad-libs.
Yes, there is AI. there's like a AI voice.
Did you just ask ChatGPT for like a description of a fuckboy or what was that?
Do you know what it was? It was actually not just, it wasn't ChatGPT. It was just the voice we used. We used an AI voice generator, but the actual descriptions was a collection of Reddit searches and asking friends and what their ideas were. And Harv and I had a lot of fun figuring out our list of what fuckboys were.
Don't text me because I'll text first. Don't touch me because this ain't yours. Slide in.
Something that I found really interesting in the press text, where you were saying that you wanted to reclaim a childhood taunt by naming yourself Miso Extra. Yeah. Can you explain that a little bit?
I think because there was a childhood taunt that was a little bit, maybe a little bit inappropriate to say, but it was just, I would get called this taunt, and then so I've kind of been like, no, Miso Extra, like it's kind of a play on the idea of being like a mispronunciation of English as an Asian person, but I've kind of taken that as a play on words in a, with a bit more of a fun twist. And I think historically speaking, it's not always like it hasn't, I think, in the West so much that Asian women have been considered to be not so outspoken. And so I think it only appropriate that I refer to myself as being quite out, like kind of outgoing and quite willing to just put myself out there and Miso Extra, and just being a bit more like a bit more sassy, but with no, you know, kind of, she likes a little, I love a little extra sprinkle on something, kind of a little bit more juice, rather than kind of it, to just flip the idea of it being like a not very nice thing that people used to say to me.
You said that being mixed race, there weren't many people you could draw inspiration from growing up because it was always very monolithic almost.
It was, yeah, it was interesting. Yeah. It was, I think, you know, I don't think I'm alone when I say this. That, you know, I think when I was going to school, there wasn't a lot of diversity of representation. And so therefore, I think it made it very difficult. I think you forget how much you need role models or just even people to kind of look to for like style, like anything from like style icons to like, oh, I don't, you know, musicians and all sorts. I think it really was lacking. And I think I think now there's definitely been a huge shift towards getting, you know, improving representation, and I can fully applaud that, and I think it's amazing. But that definitely was lacking, and so I think that's probably why it took me quite a while to feel comfortable in this space. But I think it's a brilliant thing that kind of we're slowly moving away from that kind of space, because there's so many wonderful, wonderful artists coming out that, you know, and there's a wide variety of different faces and different voices coming out now.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you grow up now, you have a really different understanding of, I don't know, everything that you could be and that you can become, because you see a lot more. Like,
I think that's wonderful. It's really, yeah. You said exactly, it's so beautiful.
Your music is embedded in something you call the mesoverse. What's the mesoverse, and what's the best way to dive into it?
The mesoverse, it is my... I love to daydream. I am a big one for daydreaming. So I think I disappear off into the mesoverse. It's almost like I treat it like a parallel universe that gives me an excuse to be creative, but it's also in a place where I can invite community. I said in Adventures of Tricky and Duke, one of my earlier songs, that it's a welcome to an alternate reality full of peace and musicality. And then sometimes at shows, I then go on to say it's where we operate on an open door policy. So it's very much that. It's like you can come and go as you please, but the mesoverse is just, it's just good vibes and real talk, and it's just a fun place to be, to let yourself go and be creative. And I think the other thing is that when I read an article once where it talks about when you're mixed race, you sometimes want to go to, you want to, you know, you get a little bit fed up of explaining your whole genealogy to people when they're like, where are you from? And you're just like, there isn't like a set place. Like you end up having to give them like a whole list of things because this never satisfies people a lot of the time to just say one thing. So I kind of, yeah. And we, when the article was talking about how it's like, wouldn't it be great if you could just go to an island and be like, yep, we're from this magical place. You know? And so I was like, that'd be cool. Like, I wish I could just be like, yep, I'm from there. That's my identity. That's my creative reality. So that's kind of loosely where it was born from.
Keep me up at night. Innocent. Kamoshirenai. Kono jikken. Keep me up at night. Stepping back, retracing. My mind is racing. I miss what we had. And now it's gone bad. It's not that complicated.
Produced the album yourself, but you also worked with different artists like Metronomy, AK Paul on Ghostly, which is a really amazing combination of sounds. Can you tell me a little bit about how these collaborations came to life?
So the Metronomy one came about because I had been talking to my team about how much I loved that era of indie electronic pop music. And Metronomy was a name that got brought up, and it was a suggestion from their side to be like, would you like to get in a room together? It didn't work out the first time that we got in a room together that well. I think I was too nervous. And then I waited a bit before getting back in the room together. And then we made the song Good Kisses. Came from the kind of the second time around we got in a room together. And Joe Mount is a wonderful, wonderful human. He is unbelievably knowledgeable and patient, and he's is, yeah, I have a lot of time for that guy. Whereas the AK one, I have long been an AK Paul fan and have been dying to get in a room with him. And so I've been trying to ask as many people as possible to make this happen and eventually did. And we made this song together. We discussed Janet Jackson and Solange, and this is the song that ended up coming out of that.
Put your words on ice, roll my dice. Twice, I do not die, I multiply. One foot in Paris, okay. Others in Bahamas, 5 a.m. in silk pajamas. All my Mary Jane and dramas. Cash in, I'm on my corner. Live in the past, present, Futurama. Into the groove, I'm a donna. Speaking my mind, how I wanna buy a moves, making dollar. Sake vida, sita.
Recorded the album in Damon Albarn's Studio 13 in London. How was that experience for you? Like, are you a Gorillaz fan?
Yes, huge fan. It was amazing. Like, it was such a big honor, and it was, I think, it helped add to the magic of it all. I recorded it over the summer, and so it was the most beautiful thing, being able to cue mute every day to the studio and just see like Gorillaz artifacts on the wall, or like know that certain equipment and certain instruments had been used for, you know, Gorillaz projects. So it's become like a core memory now, I think, for me.
I can imagine. One last question. You've been touring with Reggie Snow and Thundercat in the past. Now you're also opening up for Toro y Moi. In June, your own tour will start. How do you feel about that, and what are you most looking forward to?
I'm so excited. I'm really excited because this is my first headline tour of my own. I've done a headline show in London, but this is the first time I actually get to go see fans for my own show in Europe. So that's a really big deal. That's like a huge honor, because there's nothing better than actually getting to meet people face to face and actually even thank them for supporting me, because it's really wouldn't be possible if you know, the very kind people of the universe didn't support me. So I think that's probably what I'm most excited for, that and the food of the different places.
Melissa Erhardt für dieses Interview mit Miso Extra. Super spannend. Ich bin schon Fan. Wenn ihr es auch seid, checkt das Album Ear Candy aus. Und hier geht's jetzt weiter mit ein bisschen rougheren Sounds. Es wird experimentell, es wird ein bisschen Hyperpop, ein bisschen Weilefunk kommt auch. Und Techno gibt's auch. Und den Anfang macht Echo 2000 gemeinsam mit Nation, Nobody's Fault.
Yeah.
FM4.
Dahlia's Late Night Lemonade.
Mara CDK 100, wenn ihr Name wo draufsteht, dann ist es eigentlich eine Garantie, dass der Track urfahren wird. Das war sie mit Turn It Up. Und ich sag ciao, baba, das war's mit der Late Night Lemonade. Wir haben noch einen Track, der kommt von Horse Girl gemeinsam mit Namasenda. Girl Math, was das ich sehr gut kann, weil ich eben richtige Mathe nicht so gut kann. Und gleich im Anschluss gibt's den Swan Sound von Makossa und Sugar Bee, also unbedingt dranbleiben. Und nächsten Samstag, da ist ja die große Pride Parade in Wien. Und deswegen gibt's nicht nur den ganzen Tag Pride Radio auf FM4, sondern auch ein Pride Special Mix in the Late Night Lemonade. Ich mix eine Stunde lang aktuelle queere Artists, queere Producerinnen, zusammen Tracks von denen. Es wird super fun. Also, wir sehen uns bei der Pride vielleicht, wir hören uns vielleicht dann bei der Late Night Lemonade. Egal was passiert, ich wünsche euch ein schönes Wochenende und eine gute Woche und einen guten Pride Month. Und ja, ich bin Dahlia Ahmed und ich sage ciao, baba.
FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest wird zum Tanzparkett.
Die große FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest.
Mit Red Bull Symphonic.
Johann Strauss 2025 Edition.
Mit Carmine Crockett, Christian Kolonowitz und den Wiener Symphonikern.
Abraven mit Stil.
Und
Milky Chance.
Simba.
Avec.
Portrait of Tao.
Ich glaube, das wird richtig gut.
Und davor Milo mit einem Inklusionskonzert für junge Menschen mit Behinderung.
Und die Show wird auf jeden Fall sehr fett.
Wie immer.
Bei freiem Eintritt.
Wow.
Infos auf fm4orf.at. Wir senden live von der
FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest.
Am 20. Juni.
Sound.
Die gute Dosis Musik.
Sesam, öffne dich.
So get it on, folks. Get it on. Get it on. Get it on. Yeah.